Hi, everybody. I am here with not just a friend of the podcast, but a true friend of mine, Taria Faison, host of the podcast, What Else Is Going On? She has been a guest a couple of times on here. So for a lot of you, she's probably a familiar voice, but for some of you, she might be new, and I know you're going to love her. Hi, Taria. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Amanda. Hi, everyone listening.
Thanks for having me. I love coming on. You know that.
I have the best time with Taria. She is one third of the DMV dolls. And while our friend Ono Bravo is hard at work during the day, we have to record without her, but we do miss her. Had to shout that out.
Yes, we do. We miss you, Chelsea. Quit work. Okay.
Right. Everyone, sign up for her Patreon and then she can quit her job. And
yes. Yes, at the Big Papa tier and above. Thanks.
So I am just still in awe from your most recent interview that you had with Ebony K. Williams from Real Housewives of New York. And I just had to bring it up because it was honestly one of my favorite interviews you've ever done. You always have the best guests. You have like such a wide range of people that are just, you know, like podcasters like myself who just love to talk about Bravo. You'll have housewives on. You've talked to people who work in the White House and you have such like a wide range of guests. But this interview with Ebony, I thought was so just eye-opening. What was it like talking to her?
It was like, I felt like she was who she was on the show, meaning, you know, people say, oh, she's putting on or she's this. And then I've heard other people say, if you followed Ebony before, who you see is who she is. And talking to her, it was the same. And I honestly have to say it was invigorating and inspiring. You know, you don't always agree with everything someone says, but what I took away from it was she is unafraid to stand in who she is. And it's not necessarily who she is as an attorney. It's, I'm a woman, I'm a Black woman, and I'm not going to be shy about any of it. So I appreciated her just showing up wherever she goes confident, because sometimes even as women, we don't, you know, do that. So it was really inspiring. And I appreciate her being willing to answer questions that she hadn't been asked before and questions that I, as a woman and a Black woman, had. Cause I've heard her on interviews and you know, like we have our chat and I'll be like, I don't like this. I don't like what she said. So to be able to talk to her and her be okay with answering it showed me, how like women operate in this world who are real, you know what I mean? And not, I hope I'm explaining that right. But not like the false niceties. She was very much, this is what happened. This is why I did it. People may not agree. And she's open to critique, which is what I liked.
I totally could feel that. And I think a lot of people, before they listened to the interview, I would see things online where people are like, well, I don't know if I'm going to like what she has to say. And then they listen, they're like, oh, wow, that was really interesting. Mm-hmm. She actually answered all of the questions that I was thinking, because you were able to ask it in a way that wasn't like a gotcha moment. Like every time you asked her a question that might be like kind of confronting her about something she had said that maybe a lot of people disagreed with, you brought it up in such a way that let her know that you're not there to attack her. You're there to just honestly understand her perspective. And I just really, really enjoyed it. If you guys, if you're listening to this and you haven't listened to Taria's interview with Ebony, it's on her main podcast. It's free. Yes. It's on there on Apple, Spotify. Go listen to it because it was honestly really good. I like Ebony. I'm an Ebony fan, but I saw a lot of people, the response online was even people who weren't like 100% sure about her and her stance on everything listened and got a better understanding of like why she voted the way she did in 2016. Mm-hmm. Just lots of different decisions that she's made in the past, things she said in the past. And so I just really like enjoyed it. So I just hope everybody tunes in.
I will say it's the first interview I've ever done where there was not one, but two publicists on the line, guys. So we're doing it via Zoom. They didn't turn their cameras on, but if you guys use Zoom, you have gallery view. So you have four people, the boxes are big. So I'm looking at two blank boxes with names and then she's in the corner really small. And I'm like, okay, you have got to get this out of your mind, because at any time, guys, and let me say this, people may want certain questions asked when you listen to Amanda, or when you listen to Oh No Bravo's Patreon, or if you listen to Know That or Reality and Comics, to any podcast you listen to, and they're interviewing somebody, you know, you're like, well, why didn't you ask them that? Please understand that you can ask them, and their publicist on the line will jump in and say, don't ask that question. And that doesn't look good. It doesn't put the person you're interviewing in a good space, nor does it put the publicist in a good space. That could shut the interview down if they wanted to.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely keep that in mind. And it's really, again, such a huge deal to be interviewing a housewife while her season is airing. Like, that is a huge deal because there's so many things that they don't want her to bring up that haven't been shown yet on the show. But she's such an expert with being in her line of work that she's not like a loose cannon. I don't think Bravo has to worry about her saying something she's not supposed to talk about. There are some people that are so unfiltered that you don't know what they're going to say. They're probably like blackballed from doing press during during the season. So you also did something really cool yesterday that I just wanted to plug out there for people who are subscribed to Sirius XM Radio. Taria was on the radio yesterday on Amy Phillips' radio show, which was so cool.
It was so much fun, guys. I told Amanda, it's different from doing a podcast. If I say something crazy now or sneeze or burp, Amanda could legit edit it out. But live, it was like, okay, when you hear music, your mic is on. So in other words, don't say anything. And then when you don't hear music, when it's silent, your mic is not on. And then they would count you in like 15 seconds, 20 seconds. And I'm just like looking at them, watching their reactions. There was a couple of times I forgot. So I just didn't, like, I would just nod my head, but I wouldn't comment back until I was for sure that. So it was so much fun just talking Bravo. And, you know, Amy does the voices. So Erica Jane showed up, you know, Ramona showed up.
Her impressions are so funny. If you guys don't follow her on Instagram, you should, because she just makes me crack up. And if you are subscribed to Sirius XM, I think there's a way you can go listen to the episode if you haven't yet on your app or online. It's
still available.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Mia showed up. I was Mia. You did. You did.
That was my favorite part. I love Mia. I'm like really into her.
She is something else.
She is. So let's talk about this week's Potomac. So I loved how the episode opened with Robin saying, okay, are we mad at Ashley for anything?
Yes. It's like, and then she goes, Ashley just came in and dropped the bomb. I'm like, yeah, because your friend wanted her to.
I know. I'm like, so Robin's trying to, I think, stand up for Giselle by putting it on Ashley. But where do you stand? Like, where do you stand? Do you blame both of them? Just Giselle, just Ashley, like more Ashley? Like, what do you think?
You know what I didn't like as far as Michael Darby's wife, because that's what I've taken to calling her, or because he is a predator, I may have to start saying Dean and Dylan's mama, Sheila's daughter. What I didn't like, though, honestly, was we all know these women come in and do mess, right? We know that. Giselle does it. They all do it. But I truly felt with the way she came, she was at that lunch telling Wendy, you're not understanding the conversation that she wasn't even a part of because she wasn't there. And then they go back to the house and she's like laughing. She not drinking the whiskey. Then she pulls Wendy outside, has the conversation, watches the explosion and leaves. It didn't flow for me with mess. It was like she clearly was sent there to do a mission. That's what it felt like. It felt like I was watching somebody carry out a mission. And I didn't like that. It didn't feel, like I said, flowy to me. It felt disjointed. And I really didn't like that because then you're gone.
Right. And then you're not there to pick up the pieces. And like, I think that was Candace's point where she's like, why would you come here and do this? And I want to be clear for everybody, because a lot of people hear me say things like, oh, I didn't like when Ashley did this. And they're like, we need Ashley for this show. There's two things. Right. One, what's good for TV? And one, was someone an asshole or not? We're talking about Ashley being an asshole. Like, yes, it's good TV. I'm happy she's there. She does her job. She's a great housewife. But also I can say, hey, that was shitty.
Yes. It's like, we're not saying we want her off the show. Very few people across the board did I ever want off of a housewives show. Right. And it just was so, oh my gosh. And then when they showed flash forward her and Michael, I was like, this is cringy. And that's all we saw of her yesterday. But I'm sorry, going back to with Robin, when Robin said, are we mad at Ashley? It was like, your girlfriend who's eating the ribs right now, they coordinate. That was a coordinated effort.
Right.
So why would you not say to Giselle, well, what did you say to Ashley to make Ashley say whatever to Wendy? That was my thing.
I know. And then even later, Giselle says, like, I didn't start this and I'm getting all the blame. And it's like, you and Ashley had a conversation and the idea was Ashley's been through this, so it should come from her. But I felt like that was a cop-out. Giselle didn't want to be the one to say it because she knew it wasn't going to come off that way. But it wasn't coming off that way with Ashley either.
And originally, Ashley told Giselle it would be better coming from you because you have a friendship.
Yeah.
And so it was originally supposed to come from Giselle.
I think Wendy's problem was it felt like a coordinated effort, like people talking behind her back. I think if two people had talked about it behind your back, then both of those people should talk to you in person about it. Because then, they didn't want Wendy to feel like ganged up on. But similarly to last season, when both Candace and was it Candace and Giselle who
and did Giselle? Yep.
So like they sat down with Ashley. If Candace hadn't been there and Giselle was like, let me tell you what Candace just found out, Ashley would be thinking like, well, why didn't Candace come tell me? Like you guys were talking behind my back. But with her sitting there saying, this is, I wanted to bring Giselle to talk to you, it feels like more honest. And I think that was Wendy's issue, was like, people are, who's talking about this and how long have they been talking about it for?
Right. And then I think even though I don't like that she attacked Robin and Juan, you know, they're getting together and people keep saying, you know, she was so excited for them last year. I get that. However, not only is she now thinking, oh, wait, Ashley knows about this, because she had no clue Ashley knew about it, right? She's like, okay, Giselle. So wait, you're telling me you and Giselle talked about it. Wendy recently did an interview where she said she found out about the rumors initially through Robin before the show. So guys, for you that don't know, Robin texted Wendy and was like, hey, these are these rumors. What kind of lawyer is Eddie? Can we get this taken down? And then she hears nothing else. And then they get into the show. So now she knows Giselle is talking about her. Ashley's talking about her. And wait, Robin, did they get it from you?
Right. Because Robin brought it up to Wendy. And then, and correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it that multiple people's husbands were being talked about in this blog? It wasn't just Wendy. Like, that's why Robin contacted her. It was like, these blogs are saying things about you. They're saying things about maybe Giselle, I'm not sure. And so Wendy was probably like, oh, but now you're only talking about Eddie. Like, wasn't it about more than one person? And so, and because I think that's why Robin brought it up to her in the first place, because otherwise I think if it was just about Wendy, Robin wouldn't have been concerned about getting it shut down.
Right. Unless her and Wendy, when Escala said, when us three hang out without Giselle, it's different. I was wondering, Escala and Robin are friends in real life. So is Wendy actually close to Robin?
Right.
Because she said to Robin, I would expect you to be happy that I did something for myself as a mother. Well, Giselle's a mother too. So maybe Robin and Wendy were closer than we thought. Maybe they talked more, because just real quick, back last season after Potomac ended, Candace did an interview and the person asked her, who out of your cast is checking on you, you know, after all this? And she said, of course, Wendy, but Robin. But that never came up, you know?
Right, that never came up. And that would make sense then if Wendy and Candace had been communicating and Wendy and Robin were hanging out, maybe Robin had heard things about how Candace was doing and felt like she needed to check in. But now that we know that about Robin, knowing the rumors ahead of time, do you think that's why Wendy was so quick to make a comment about Juan and Robin's relationship, their non-existent relationship?
And it was like, did you have that in your back pocket? Or were you know, they didn't like know each other, but of course everyone knew of each other.
Right.
So it makes me wonder if, like, you know, you have those friends and they're with somebody and you're like, and I've heard a lot and seen a lot. And I know that they've cheated in the past and they've broken up. Now they're back together. So you're her excitement last year was like, oh my gosh, they're actually going to make it work. But then if you're hanging around them and you kind of notice things, and I was wondering if Wendy said what she's maybe had pillow talk with about Eddie, like, I don't know if they're really going to like, do you think they're really, you right. know, and I it mean, just came out.
I'm not going to lie. Like, there's definitely been times in my life where I have thoughts about someone's relationship, but they're my friend. So I don't want to like mess it up. So I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
But if they pissed me off, like there's no, and maybe this makes me messed up, but like, there's no way I wouldn't be able to be like, okay, so you want to talk about my relationship?
Yes.
Let me talk about your relationship. Let me like, there's just no, I just feel like, I feel like everyone's like, oh, Wendy's being too defensive, but like, it has to be true. And I'm like, I'm sorry. If somebody was saying I was cheating or my husband was cheating, I don't care how confident I am that it wasn't true. They could be saying it was me and I know it was, I didn't do it.
Right.
I would be, there's no way I wouldn't be screaming. There's no way.
And absolutely
it
not.
Doesn't mean that he's guilty or Wendy thinks he's guilty. And I'm sick of people acting like, oh, she's, you know, she's a little too upset about this rumor. It must be true. I just find that such bullshit. You guys wouldn't be pissed at your supposed friends, your coworkers bringing up somebody cheating on camera. I don't know.
And maybe that's the thing. It's like, we had a conversation about it off camera, which to me, you're my friend. So you had my back and didn't bring it up on camera. And now I'm finding out, oh wait, Giselle knows. How does Giselle know? Well, Giselle, and I'm automatically going to assume, oh, y'all must've been talking. Oh, and now Ashley's on it.
Right.
So that's why she was like, was it you? Was it you? Was it you? Was it you? Like, she knew Ashley, but maybe she was waiting for somebody to say, I was in on it too. But her mind, I would be like, I don't know who to trust out of all of y'all right now.
Right. And I just feel like people are like, Robin acts like, oh, it doesn't matter what the blogs are saying. If you're confident in your relationship, who cares? And it's like, I'm sorry, but not everybody feels the same way about how people perceive them. Like, you might be able to hear something about yourself and be like, psh, whatever, let it roll off my back. Not everybody has that ability. And I think Giselle acting like, well, you better buckle up and just get used to it is such bullshit to me. Like, I'm sorry. You can't tell someone, oh, you better get used to having people talk trash about you all the time, because it's still hard to hear it. Like, it's still hard to hear it.
It speaks to me how a person is in life. Like, if you're that used to it, you've only been on the show for 6 years. Now, I know Giselle has gone through stuff with Jamal and has been talked about, but I feel like Giselle lacks emotional. I've said immaturity, but I won't even say that. She doesn't have emotional depth. Her children told her that she's not very emotionally supportive. Mm-hmm. And I feel like to her throwing something out there like that, it's like, okay, get mad and get over it, because that's her defense mechanism. Her defense mechanism is to just let everything slide off of her back. She's been talked about so much. And I also feel like on the opposite side of that, people keep saying she's jealous of Wendy. Even when Wendy said she wants what I have, in the case of Giselle, I truly don't think that. Giselle thinks she is that girl. She was raised with confidence. Let's be all the way transparent. She's a light-skinned woman with green eyes. She grew up with that long curly hair. So I know for a fact people were telling her, oh, she's such a pretty little girl. Oh, she's so beautiful. That was the standard of beauty, not just amongst white culture, but amongst Black culture.
Yeah.
Light skinned, especially for women. Men could get away with it.
Yeah.
But women, light skinned, green eyes. So she hasn't really had to be emotionally available to anyone, because I'm sure people just gave themselves over to her. They wanted to date her. She probably ran circles around those men. And then you think about her best friend now, who is in her sorority, and she did an interview and said when she was pledging, Giselle was so mean. And it wasn't until they became friends that she saw that side of her, but Giselle was just a mean girl. So I feel like this is how she's been through life. So us seeing her go at Wendy is not her being jealous. It's, I don't care what you say about me. Because look at how when Wendy said, was saying all that stuff about Jamal, and Robin said, who's she talking about? And she was like, Jamal. Like, she was not like she's heard that all before.
Right.
You know? So I don't get jealous. I get Giselle lacks emotional depth on her podcast. She was talking to Robin and she said, when you meet me or people, like, don't go deep with me. Tell me you like my shoes. First of all, I don't want to be bothered. I don't really need to meet new people anyway, but I don't want to be bothered. Just tell me about my shoes. Don't try to go deep with me. And I was like, right there. And she says, I have friends from over 20 years who I can go deep with, which tells me she sticks with her core, whatever, outside of this. And she can just drop a bomb and move on.
Yeah.
And think everybody else should.
She doesn't need any new best friends.
No.
She's not interested.
She's trying to make a show.
Right.
Which is why Karen always says, Giselle's good TV. I wouldn't want her off the cast. And Giselle did an interview last year and said, I hate Karen's guts, but I wouldn't want her off. She said those words.
That's why I love them. Like, yeah. That's why I love them. Their feud is like, they're not trying to fire each other or anything. Like, they honestly,
right.
I think they love it. Like, they love this.
Did you see her on chat room? Did you see Karen with Giselle on chat room?
I didn't, but I heard it was great.
Amanda, you need to watch that. You can literally see that they like each other.
Yeah.
And that's why I think they had an agreement to, like, okay, we're going to put on a show. And when Giselle wore that free Uncle Ben, I think that was a step too far for Karen. And she was like, oh, and I think Karen thought her and Giselle were going to terrorize everyone.
Right. But that they were going to be like the green eyed bandits, yes, you know, yes, like together.
Yep.
Karen cracks me up because she uses the wrong terminology and it just like comes out. She's like, Giselle likes to butt fuck you without
her. Yes, I was like,
we're like, first hold on.
Of all, wait a minute. That's the R word. Number one, like, that's not without permission.
Right.
You mean you've given her permission to do it and she doesn't use lubricant? Like, I mean,
right.
Because what you just said is assault, man.
Right. That, and it's always funny though, because it's like, it looks like she's just saying it out of nowhere, but it almost feels like she has these thoughts in her mind,
yes,
that she doesn't quite think through all the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's not rehearsed, but it's rehearsed in a way. It's like, she knew, yes, she was going to say that at one point, but she didn't know when.
Yeah.
She just kills me.
She's just amazing. And I like, yesterday me and Amy were talking about it, so I just want to get your thought. She talked about like the cottage versus the main house, right? Yeah. I think it was for the good of the show that Ascala was put in the house with Karen and Wendy, because Ascala is Robin's friend, if we're to believe, like, they've hung out outside of filming. They've known each other. And Karen and Robin really can't stand each other. And Ascala is forming her own thoughts and feelings and opinions on Karen. And I think that it's going to make for complex situations on these. It's not going to be so clear-cut alliances on the show.
I think that was smart too, because at first I was like, this grouping doesn't make sense. But then I think it does. Like, in my mind, if this was like just a regular girls trip, no cameras, mm-hmm, no show, Ascala and Mia probably would have switched, because Ascala and Robin are, yes, friends, and Mia and Karen are supposedly friends. And right, so that would have made sense, you know. But, and I know Wendy and Mia aren't really getting, mm-hmm, along, but it seems like that would have made sense. But in this case, Mia was able to report back and say what happened when Wendy left.
And that's what I was going to say. The producers might have clocked Mia for everything we think she is. Like, not like Wendy, yeah, said. And they said, oh, she's going in that house.
Yeah.
Because she's going to go run back. They separated Mia and Karen.
That was so funny to me when she said, like, oh, yeah, she called you a weak bitch. Something along those lines. And then we see the flashback and I'm like, oh, no, that is not what she said.
Yes. And did you see Wendy's? At first, Wendy was like, when she said it got even worse, Wendy wasn't interested. She was like, oh, really? Looking out the window. And when she said those words, it was like, even Wendy said, nah, Giselle doesn't talk. Like, Giselle wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
And people were like, well, it was the same, but it wasn't. It was the same, but it wasn't. The sentiment people may have thought was the same, but I thought that was a fourth wall break, but really couldn't be. Like, basically, you have to be strong enough without crumbling or snapping, like we saw last year, in this group.
Right.
Otherwise, don't be here.
Right. Like, that's what
we're doing a show.
Right. That's what she was saying. And I understand, mm-hmm, Mia saying, like, well, she basically said, you're being a weak, or she's weak, being a weak bitch. Mm-hmm. But there is something about those specific words.
Yes.
Like,
I would be, Amanda, if as good of friends as me, you, and Chelsea are, if Donnie came back, and Donnie too, if Donnie came back and told you that me and Chelsea said you were a weak, you would come in there like a wrecking ball.
Right. That is totally. Be like,
is it you? Was it you?
That is totally different than someone being like, she better like buckle up and get, you know, put her big girl pants on. That is a completely different thing. It's totally. One thing to say, oh, she better, you know, stop being so sensitive, as saying the words like, you're a weak bitch, or you're being a weak bitch. But it was funny that Mia so quickly was like, oh, she didn't say that. Oh, oops. Like, I thought I could have sworn she said that.
And I want to reference her again, because she made a very good point. Amy said yesterday, the sign that you'll be able to get into something with somebody and be able to retreat. Cause you know, there's housewives that are so like, they come in hot and they're unmovable. So they don't really make for good housewives, cause they're not really complex. She said, Mia goes in hard, but she retreats just as fast. So you know that if something happened with her, you'd be able to make headway. Look at her and Wendy. Did you catch the moment? I love the little off cuff moments. Like, clearly her and Wendy got along on the trip. And then she says to Giselle and Robin, which this is what either, of course we know things get cut, but when she goes, so back to, let me tell you what happened with Suri. And I was like, who is asking? But when she told them, she said, I've got to know Wendy. I know we've had our issues, but I've got to know her. Then at the dinner, after the kerfuffle of what she said or didn't say, or maybe it was before, but Wendy, Mia and Wendy are sitting across from each other. And Wendy was like, Mia was making a sign to Wendy, go back and watch. She was saying something to Wendy. And I was like, is she saying praying for you? Or is she making a heart? Her and Wendy were actually communicating across the table. And I was like, yeah, see, that's another thing. I think Wendy snapping at Mia was, of course, I think kind of clocking her a little bit, like, I know what you're trying to do here. You definitely won in. But also Wendy was having issues with Giselle, because she said that day that she freaked out on Mia, like, TikTok Mia, what they didn't show was her and Giselle had just gotten into a blow up.
Right. So it's
all of that.
It's kind of right. And she said what happened. I remember her later saying what happened was not one event. It was accumulation of things over time. And I didn't take that as like accumulation of things that I was annoyed with you about. It was like annoyed with the group or annoyed with other people. Like, I snapped because of all of the things that have been going on. Oh, not just
think about
you.
That. I was just thinking about Mia, but that's a good point.
Okay. That's kind of what I like, I thought about, just because I get that. I get that. Yeah, like, somebody's irking you, and then one person says one thing and it's like, now hold on a second. Now you're my,
like, I'm blowing everybody's heads off.
I just loved this trip, and I thought this episode was really fun. Like, I like when they're on a trip together, when they did the fashion or the pageant that one time was really funny. Yes.
And Candace was so good. You know what was funny about that though? Candace, people say Ashley and Candace are even matched in certain ways, but Candace really is a smart person, which is part of the reason I didn't like her in the beginning. Not that she wasn't smart, but she knows how to use her words very pointedly. Right. Even though she was responding, I realized that she was responding to people that I liked. So of course I didn't like it, even though she was right in some things. But when thinking about that pageant, it was funny to see them, and it was like their personality. She can be very measured and knows exactly what to say, versus Ashley was cute but kind of like, and people keep calling them a mini, have we talked about like a mini Giselle and a mini Karen? But I think it's next level. Like, I don't know, because there's still love with Karen and Giselle. I don't think there is any love, because she said on the chat room, what's her name? Portia was like, well, will there ever be a scene of you and Ashley having a moment? Because remember when she came into the kitchen and confronted Ashley and said, why would you do that? And she had the tissue folded up in the corner. Yeah. And people, she said what they didn't show was it had gotten so bad, I guess, like with Wendy and everything, that she started crying and was like screaming, why are we doing this? Like, we are past this. We're so beyond.
Right.
She said, I left the room so dramatic and I came back. She said, so when I confronted Ashley, it was just like, this was going so freaking good.
Like, and this is my trip and you showed up and everything went to hell.
Yeah.
I feel like if they end up being on the show together for like 10 years, I think maybe they could start to grow closer.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on what they go through.
Hell would freeze over.
We'll see.
But then on an outside interview, she said, what would stop her with Ashley is Michael Darby, because he is like a predator. And she said she is not willing to get past that. And I don't think Chris is either.
No, I get that. I get that. But I did like seeing the ladies kind of let loose and do their backup dancer competition.
Yes.
Did you know that Robin was in P. Diddy's video?
No, I did not.
And I would have never recognized her in the back. Like, it was such a blur, you know, so blurry. Yeah. So that was funny
to
see.
Okay. Okay. She was trying. Giselle cannot dance at all.
Karen said Giselle flapped her vagina
at us again. It's like, you, what?
Why does she keep talking about people's vaginas?
Vaginas. And not like she flapped her body at us. It's like she flapped her vagina at us. And then when Karen, I was laughing now. I was like, Karen, when she was like, I liked when she started on her hands and knees. And then it was like, where are we going from here? Like, what?
And Giselle said, is this what Ray comes home to? So who did you think was a better dancer, Karen or Giselle?
I'll give it to Karen because she did more than Giselle. Giselle, like, just kind of like moved her hips a little and tried. I think she did more.
I think Giselle, because she is gorgeous and everybody has always talked about like how she's the most beautiful person in the world, she could go to a dance in high school or whatever and literally just stand there and everyone would be like begging to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
She never needed to, like, you know, show off in a way.
Yep.
So she just doesn't have it. I mean, I don't either. So it's fine. Like, it's fine.
Me neither. I can do like 50 Cent, the same two step with a little twist. Corey is an extremely good dancer. And I didn't know that the first time we danced somewhere together. We weren't even like dating, just randomly saw each other at a party. And I was like, this, like, I can't do all this. It's a lot. Like, I can just move back and forth a little bit.
I'm just not, I mean, I cheered for my whole life pretty much, which people might be surprised to know that. Like, from the time I was four, I was on cheer, like competitions.
Wow.
But there's a totally different, cheerleading is not dancing. It's very robotic.
Yes.
And so I can do that stuff, but I wasn't on like the dance team, or even Palms is a little bit more like dancey. We never did anything like that. It was very robotic. And so I can do that stuff.
But when you have our baby girl, you will be doing some cheer moves when I come over.
Oh, I would cheer for you anytime. I will do a cheer. So I actually really liked watching Karen getting sworn in as an ambassador to Surrey County. I thought it was cute. Like, she takes it so seriously.
She does. Yeah.
But I feel like I would take that honor. Like, I am delusional enough to be like, wow, I've made it. I got a key to my city. Like,
city,
I'm
right.
I'm important.
But the flashback they showed of her cousin talking about how they'd be able to get like fresh fruit and stuff. So it's like, oh,
it is important.
This is important. Like, just when I go to laugh and be like, I mean, then I'm like, oh, wait, okay. You know? Yeah.
Like, she is doing work. She's not just like, oh, I'm famous and I'm from here. I'm going to get a key to the city. It's like, oh, I'm actually coming back to provide and help in whatever ways that I can. And I liked that Ray was there. I mean, it was weird.
Now at the end,
the candle thing, what did you think about?
I was like, listen, I thought he might've been having a senior moment because he asked her, did you say the thing? You just watched her.
Right.
So unless there's something that we cut out, but I also feel like Karen could have prompted him. So, and then she could say, well, I didn't know Ray was going to do that. Ray looked confused. And Ray often looks confused. And I don't think it's his age. I think it's because she's confusing.
Right. She's probably talking a lot and is like, and then I'm going to say this. And then you're going to come up and act like this. And then he's like, I don't know.
I'm not supposed to know. They're not supposed to know. Like, I think that she purposely wanted him so she could announce it, because hers is three wicks with three fingers. Wendy's is one.
One wick.
It's and so covers funny. More territory. What did you think? Wendy's face was like,
I think Wendy honestly was probably like, she could have just told me, like, when we were talking about that, or even just privately and say, hey, I know you're starting this, but that one of the things my business manager wants me to do is move in this direction to add this like aromatherapy and add candles. And
yeah,
I don't want you to think that I'm like stepping on your toes. Like it would have just made sense for Karen to tell Wendy herself instead of having Ray announce it at the
thing. And she said home essentials.
What were the words that Wendy used when she said, I want to be the Black Martha Stewart? I thought she used the word home essentials. Also. Okay.
Yeah. And even if Karen had said, you know, I'm so glad you called me to get my advice. First of all, I'm truly honored. I want to let you know that I think even if Karen had went the grand dame, like, I think you made a very good choice by coming to me to get advice, because I too am doing candles and I'm this far along in the process, so I can help you so you don't have to go through what I went through. But I just wanted to tell you, like, I'm very interested to know what phase is Karen at in these candles? Because Wendy already has a mock-up candle.
Right. And I mean, and if Karen didn't think about doing candles and was inspired by Wendy, you know, I think that's even more of a reason to at least say to her, hey, I think I'm going to do this too. And I'm not, I don't think that it's like, okay, nobody else can do this.
Right.
But it does feel a little bit like Sonia Bethany adjacent here. Yes. Like,
yes.
And it makes me nervous because I don't want their friendship to be ruined, but I love this story because it's so petty. And like, that's what we love. I want petty shit.
Yes. Let's fight about candles. And about you saying Ray is dying, even though it's a crazy fight, you did it. We know you didn't say it, but yeah.
Yeah. So
can I say real quick, did you pick up, and I didn't pick up on it until I heard someone say it. So I heard Wendy say it, duh. But when she said, okay, Wendy and Robin were friends, and Wendy was so excited for Robin, but she said, Robin is upset with me for saying what I said about her relationship, but she defends Giselle whenever Giselle talks about everyone else's relationship.
Right.
And I thought that was, it didn't really dawn on me like that, like, oh yeah, I know Robin would be upset, but oh wait, you're upset, but Giselle has done that to every single person and you go along with it.
Well, and I felt like Escala in her confessional said, you know, she defends Giselle no matter what. And I can see that. And she's like, but she is a good friend to her. So like maybe, I don't know. It's hard because we all want those like ride or die friends that are there no matter what, but for the other people, it seems unfair, you know?
It does. Yeah. It seems unfair. And on their podcast again, her and Robin knew each other through the Out the Circus and they had lost touch or whatever. And then they were brought back together. And she said she recommended Robin for the show based on them reconnecting, but she basically chased Robin to be friends. Robin was kind of like, the same way Robin kind of is through like with everything else, she could take Giselle or leave her, but she really liked her. And I think Giselle liked the whole, oh, we look like sisters. Cause she was like, who's this other light-skinned green eyed girl that looks like me. And I was like, y'all don't really look alike though. Do y'all know that?
They don't look alike at all, but they have green eyes and green eyes. I have green eyes too. So I'm a green eye bandit.
Yes. No. And we don't need no bandit banter. I said, I'm naming an episode Bandit Banter just because I love when Candace said to them, we don't need any bandit banter.
I need to do some sort of Photoshop and make myself a green eyed bandit.
Amanda, that would be amazing.
Because I mean, you do feel a kinship to other green-eyed people because it is it's a mutation. Like, so like nobody else in my family has green eyes. Like I'm the only one because it's a mutation. Right. So like, I don't think my kids will have green eyes. It's honestly like a fluke. Like I'm supposed to have blue eyes, but I mutated to green. I know. It's weird. Genetics is so weird. I don't really get it.
It is because even when you look at families, so look at Robin and the whole first season when Katie was telling Robin she was white. What Robin wasn't saying she didn't have white in her family. Most Black people do, white or Indian. She was saying both my parents are Black. So when you look at Robin's parents, they look like they could be mixed. but their parents were Black.
Right.
So clearly, we don't know. Her brother, I think, is brown skin, maybe, from what I remember, maybe not, but genetics is weird. Look at Robin. She's got blonde hair. I think it was maybe a little darker when she grew up, but I don't know. It is just weird. Like, she looks the whitest out of her mom and dad. You know what I mean?
Right. So but she grew up with two Black parents. So
yes.
I just felt like her thing with Katie was like, you can't tell me how I identify.
Yeah. And I'm not biracial. Right. I'm not biracial. It's a two different races right. parents.
Right.
Yeah. It's, I have twin cousins. One is lighter than me, and I'm not light, but I'm saying that so you could gauge, because she's not quite your complexion, but not quite my complexion, somewhere in the middle. And then her twin sister is like when Eddie Osefo's complexion. So
genetics, you don't
genetics.
Know.
Yeah. Genetics. Your baby's going to come out looking like me. Hubby might have a question or two.
I'd be like, oh, wait a second. What's
I don't know how far genetics goes back, Amanda.
But that happened on Shameless. Remember? Did you ever watch that show?
No, but I heard it was good. And I said I was going to bench old seasons.
Oh, you should watch. Okay. Shameless is one of my favorite like scripted shows that's been on in the last decade. Okay. And it ended and it probably went on a little longer than it needed to, but it was definitely a good one. But yeah, there was a boy who, like everyone just assumed he had a different dad. And then when they did the paternity test, it was like, wait, both his parents are white. I don't understand what happened. Like, and they were like, he's actually Frank's son. Like, what happened? Like, but that does happen. It does.
Somebody somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
The mutation.
So we didn't get, I just want to talk about like two more things. Okay. And if you're listening to this, we are not ending this conversation. We're just moving over to the Patreon. So if you haven't subscribed to that, if you are enjoying this, make sure you head over to the Patreon after this episode so you can hear us talk about Beverly Hills. But before we do that, I want to talk about the mid-season trailer because we actually got that today or Sunday. So two big things are coming up that we always see. One, Ashley and Michael's relationship is on the rocks again. They haven't been sleeping in the same bed. And it's like, are you surprised? I mean, really?
I feel attacked with their relationship sometimes. It's like, enough.
Enough. We also see Michael causing a scene at a group event. I loved when Candace was like, this is the most white privilege thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like,
for him to be demanding an apology from Chris.
It's so insane. I appreciate Chris always standing up for Candace, but he also keeps her in check.
Yes.
So if he is defending Candace in a situation, I believe it to be the right thing because he's not blindly defending Candace at every turn.
I agree.
I like him.
I agree. Me too. I like him too. As Chelsea said, he's bald and supportive. The things I would do to that man. I was like, Chelsea, we're going to get the spray bottle she used for you, for Carl, we're going to get.
Yes.
Hey, Chelsea, you're listening.
Yeah. Why does nobody ever give her shit? Come on, guys. Everyone gives me shit about Carl. I've been keeping it cute, though. I haven't been harassing him. I'm like, nobody wants like a pregnant lady, like hitting them up in their DMs. Like, it's just a little much. So try to stay out of it. But I am excited for the Summer House season. It seems like they're filming right now. So I don't know when it's going to come out, but hopefully we'll be covering it over here on the podcast when it comes.
Random. I know we're not talking about Summer House, but did you watch the Shaw's reunion? The second half.
I watched the first half. I'm late on the second half. I know.
Can I just tell you two things?
Yes. Tell me.
Nima is quite the ladies' man, as Andy said, within the Bravo community. You know, Garcelle thinks he's hot. There was also, now we didn't get whether it was a hookup or anything, but there was a date with two Summer House cast people, one previous and one Paige and Jules.
Oh, Jules. I could see that. I think that would be cute. Mm-hmm. He's friends with Sheena. They like hang out and he does the podcast.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay. That's right. Yeah.
I think they maybe had gone on a date or something.
Yeah. Something.
And, you know?
Yeah. I just thought that was interesting. Like, oh, Paige and Jules. Do you like him tiny and dark?
I definitely
like dark hair.
Yeah. I definitely don't see him in Paige. I feel like that would be, they're too, they're both too into themselves.
Yes. Yes. It would be like mirror, mirror on the wall. Uh-huh. It's like enough. But yeah, I just had to tell you that. But
that's funny. Yeah.
I'm excited about Karen's. It's not a vow renewal. What did Raven call it?
Oh, it's so nice. We did it twice or something
yes,
like that.
Yes.
I'm excited for it. Karen looks so beautiful. I'm happy for them. And I know it's a kiss of death, but I feel like for them, it might be for real. I mean, they've been married for so long. Like,
I hope so. I really do. I'm like, Ray just wants to go to Florida.
He's just ready. He's ready to retire.
Be snowbirds, live here, film, and then
go down to Florida. Right. Yeah. I mean, look at the New York women. They're back and forth all the time. They basically live in Florida half the time.
Or just let Ray go and you join him whenever, you know.
Right. I know people who did that where like one of the people like lived there full time and the other person, because of family or whatever, couldn't commit to that. Kept a little condo or something up here. And
yeah.
She could do that. I mean, she could have a little DC apartment and then just go down.
Are you kidding? The Grand Dame would never, not while being on the show.
No, she definitely would not. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's been so much fun talking to you about Potomac, but I'm excited that we're not done.
Yes.
That we get to keep talking. But if you guys are listening, please make sure that you subscribe to What Else Is Going On. Her podcast is amazing. She has the best guests. And tell everybody where they can find you on Instagram and hear more about you, plug your Patreon, all of your projects.
Okay, guys, again, Amanda, thank you for having me. You can find me on Twitter at T like Tom, S like Sam, FAISON. I have a grand old time over there. You can also find me on Instagram at WEGO. It's the acronym for What Else Is Going On, WEIGO podcast. I have a Patreon. I don't know what I was thinking, but instead of naming it What Else Is Going On, it's patreon.com/wakeupwithwego. Yeah, that's where you guys can find me.
Amazing. I love you so much. Thank you for coming on. And thank you all for listening. Make sure that you are subscribed to Big Brother Breakfast Club, where I have episodes every week covering Big Brother. We're like midway through the season and things are going amazing over there. So make sure you check it out. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to It's All Happening. Remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a 5-star review. If you have nothing nice to say, my DMs are always open. Please follow me on Instagram at It's All Happening X and on Twitter at happening_pod. Until next time.